Good morning. Got a couple of roles this morning. First of all, a couple of roles. First, me. This year at the Chris Dingle Carol service, we raised donations for Blood Cancer UK, and this charity was nominated by one of our church members. As you know, Blood Cancer UK is a community dedicated to beating blood cancer by funding research and support in those that are affected. And they've been around since 1960. And I just wanted to let you know that the final total donated and sent to them was £120. So thank you very much. We've also got some good news. I don't know whether you want to share it, Carol.
Well, as you all know, we applied to Tesco's to be part of the token scheme. Where they have three boxes.
Like that?
Yeah. Like that. I didn't know that was up there.
Sorry.
She hid that from me. And basically what they do is the one with the most amount will get the 1,500 that it says there, but the other two do get a smaller share, so they get £1,000 or £500. So because we've eventually got into the store, we will be guaranteed £500. This is going to go to our Garden of Hope, as we called it, so that we can, not just for us, but so that we can invite the wider community in and obviously share the love, share the hope and share fellowship together. So we're going to be trying to buy things that we can fit into the garden. We've already got a beautiful table and chairs that somebody's donated that are garden, proper, good, heavy, thick teak stuff. And we would like to get a barbecue, wouldn't we, Joyce?
That's on my wish list.
Joyce would like a barbecue. And we want to get some seating and maybe...
A gazebo.
A gazebo, that's the word I'm looking for.
Now I'm knocking over the
clothes. I'm very sorry. So hopefully, by the summer, we should have the garden up and working and we can all share time together out there. So the box that we will be in is in the Tesco's in Cross Point.
And apparently Helen said it might be in two of the stores as well.
Oh, right.
So it
might be
in Ball Hill.
It's definitely in the Ball Street one.
Oh, is it? Oh, fun. No. The one by the hospital?
Yeah, Clifford Bridge.
Clifford Bridge Road. Right. So, get shopping at Tesco's. Get as many tokens as you can get, because often they don't give them you. They'll let you just take them out the tub. So, don't just take one. Take a few. We only shop in Tesco's once in a blue moon, but we are going this week. And we are going to do our shopping and we're going to do our bit and put the tokens in. So please, please, please try and support us so that we can get as much money as we can so that we can have a good old party outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Using Joyce's barbecue.
And my husband's been told to put one in at the end of every shift. So I'd just like to add, as the application says,
go on then.
As the flower grow, so will the community. So that's what we put in our application. Long time happening, but it's
on the way.
And Melissa and Jane from the Community Champions from Tesco's, they actually came to the cafe on Friday as well. So they've supported us throughout the year.
They've been
the Chris Dingles, biscuits, whatever. So we need to, you know, back them up as well because they sponsored us as well in our application. So yeah, so it's all good. That's all good. So I'll give you the notices now. Thank you, Carol.
Okay, thank you.
So here are the notices. This week, Wednesday the 24th of January, prayer meeting is on Zoom. Friday the 26th, we've got Church Cafe at 10 a.m. in the Church Hall and the Craft Group at 10 a.m. in the Jubilee Hall. Then on Sunday next week, we've got Gavin Kibble coming from Coventry Food Bank. And you will have had perhaps a handout last week with things that they are in need of. There's a few things in there. Some people have popped some things in today, but can we please make sure that we fill it? And if we overfill it, doesn't matter. So we've got a good amount there for when Gavin Kibble comes from the Coventry Food Bank. And Worship Warriors 11 a.m. In the Jubilee Hall next week. So thank you.
Don't worry about it.
And I forgot to welcome you as well. But first of all, just a quick mention, we're going to do a church quiz on the 9th of March, so put that date in your diary.
Fish and chips supper.
We haven't got a date. We haven't got a time yet, but we will. And, my apologies. Welcome to Terry Osborne, who's going to lead us in our worship today. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't really need any welcome. I come here that often now, don't I? Part of the family, yeah. The small family and the wider family. Well, it's first time this year, so Happy New Year to you all. Yeah. You can't believe that Christmas was only a few weeks ago, can you? It just seems a dim and distant past. You know, food banks are a great thing. We do a food bank at Alsley Park, and we've evolved over the years. When we first came, opened up, we may not get a client come at all for 2 or 3 weeks. But now we get between 8 and 12 and sometimes up to 20 people come each week. We do a community cafe at the same time, so we get some of the older folks of the community come in for Rosie's lemon drizzle cake and a cup of tea and a chat, especially if it's cold outside. But Holbrook's Evangelical, Parkside, they started a food bank on Thursday. So we went over there Thursday evening to give them a bit of support. And you know, it's like when you start something new, are we doing it right? But you evolve into, you know, and it becomes great. So, yeah, if you can bring food next week and just overload the box, you know. We don't shop at Tesco's. I don't like Tesco's.
Maybe you will this week,
won't you? No. we do occasionally go to Tesco's and do food bank collection. Yeah. You know, hand out these leaflets, you know. And so Rosie said, and I'm going to tell her this story now, said, look, you know you can do this where you zap stuff and so you don't have to pay when you get to the end, you just zap the machine and pay. She said, can we do that? I said, if we have to. So I went off to the cafe and did something else and had a cup of tea, you know. So she got this full trolley. We went round to the checkout, you know, zap, you know. Wouldn't take it, would it? So she said to the lady, it won't take it. She said, no, you haven't registered yet, have you? Oh, I've registered. Yeah, I've registered, but it's your first time. So what do we have to do? Take everything out the trolley and put it all back in again. We were at Tesco's from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 o'clock at night. So I said, never again. But she does. She does do the zapping around Sainsbury's now, but I sit in the cafe with a paper and read the paper and have a cup of tea. And then it's the best thing a bloke can do, isn't it, really? Let them get on with it, you know. So I used to hate shopping. Because I used to work in the grocery shop, you know, so you're in there 6 days a week. I didn't want to go shopping again afterwards. But now, I don't mind it now and again. I went shopping yesterday, didn't I? Yeah. I had a list, 3 things on it. I managed to cope with that all right. No problem. When COVID was on, you know, you used to have to queue outside Sainsbury's, you know, and I'd go up there and I'd be gone for 3 hours because you'd queue for 20 minutes to get in. And then I'd just meander up and down the aisles, you know, ticking off what I wanted. But it was great fun. Anyway, it's great to see you. And we'll start now, shall we? It's only 10 minutes late, but never mind. Right, Psalm 8, going to do a reading for you. Psalm 8 is, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have adorned, you ordained praise. Because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. You made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honour. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We're going to stand and sing our first song, which is 1404. If you've got a book, come up on the screen. King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me.
Thank you.
Place to worship you. Thank you that you are the King of Kings. You are the ruler of heaven and earth. But we thank you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You indwell us and you are here with us this morning. So as we share this time together in song, in word, we pray that we might be encouraged and blessed and encouraged on our walk with you. Thank you that you know each person here this morning, our situation and circumstances of life. We thank you that you're not only here with us in the building, but Lord, as we go out into our daily lives, you are there with us because you have said, I am with you always. Lord, we're conscious of those who struggle with the ailments of life, some through difficulties of problems with work and other situations. And for those, Lord, who are with failing health, we think of Evelyn and Eileen, that they might know your peace and your presence, your healing touch upon them at this time. We thank you, Lord, for the work of the food bank and pray, Lord, that you'll bless Gavin as he comes next week and talks about you and your work. And pray, Lord, for the people who are blessed through the food banks. The Lord, not only do they get the material and natural food, but that they get fed on spiritual food too. And so we thank you, Lord, as we spend this time together, that we might honour you and worship you, that when we go from this place, we might be encouraged in our hearts, that we'll challenge us and change us to be more like the Lord Jesus, as we ask it in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing a song. I think I know this song, but I'm not sure. There is a hope. CMP, I don't know what that stands for.
Complete Mission Praise.
Oh, Complete Mission Praise. There we go. 1358. So you got two books then, Songs and Praise. Oh, well. Oh, you haven't got the book.
Just the music.
Okay, right. So There Is a Hope. We'll stand and sing after the introduction. Thank you.
Thank you.
You don't normally get that bit on a CD. So that's where I've known that one from. It's is it Stuart Townsend? Is it a Stuart Townsend one? That? Yeah, I thought it was, yeah. Yeah. Did you notice the last line of the last verse?
Yeah.
When I am truly home. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
My Saviour. But that's going back to the Youth for Christ. That is donkeys. Crikey, I'm old, ain't I? I don't know. Yeah. No, I do like that song, but it's the first time I've sung it. Normally I've had it on a CD and stuff, you know. So, you know, it's great, you know, that the Lord Jesus gave himself for us, but now we're going to give to him what financially he's blessed us with. So we're going to take up our offering. Now, thank you. Gracious God, we thank you again for the gifts you have given us that we can come and share this morning with this financial offering. We thank you that you will take it and use it to the blessing of many people in many ways. Give wisdom to those who have the responsibility of it, as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I was saying to Rosie on the way over here in the car, I think it's the first time for a long time that I've been here on a Sunday morning, we've not done communion. Because normally, do you do it second and fourth?
First.
Just the first. Just the first. I'll make sure I don't come on the first. I mean, no. I won't say. Yeah. I always mess it up when I do it here. I don't know why. Yeah. But it's good to be with you again. I'm going to read for you from John chapter 14, which is the fourth gospel in the New Testament, if you want to turn to it. I haven't got a church Bible, so I can't tell you the page number. In my Bible, it's page. It's on the. Oh, all right. You can follow it up there. Can you see that up there, or is this thing in the way? You're right. You can't see it. Can you see the screen? That's all right. You know it anyway. All right. It's a well-known passage. John chapter 14. John chapter 1. Why did I say 14? See, my wife's keeping check on me. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Right, okay, we got that right. Okay. Sorry? Hang on, where have we gone now? There we go. Technology's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, we've just started live streaming our churches, our service, and it's the second time. I had a text from a young lady on the way over saying, I can't hear anything, you know, so we've got problems with it being broadcast. See nice pictures, but you can't hear anything. What's the point in that? Anyway, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In him, in the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And we'll share a few thoughts on that a little later. But we're going to stand and sing 1419, Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness. Words are powerful. They can be uplifting and they can also knock people down. They can encourage and they can discourage. Who said, I have a dream? Pardon? You're good, you are, aren't you? Right? You can have a point for that, yep. That's a point for you, yeah. Okay. On the 28th of August 1963, in front of a crowd of nearly 250,000, the Baptist preacher Dr. Martin Luther King delivered his now famous I Have a Dream speech from the Lincoln Memorial. Who said one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? Neil Armstrong. Buzz Armstrong. Well, Buzz Lightyear, isn't it? Oh no, that's Toy Story. That's Toy Story. Yeah, for many of us, the statement made by Neil Armstrong as he stepped onto the moon in July 1969 is simply mentioned in the history books, but to those of us who were children and young people glued to the TV that set that day, it was an awesome wonder. But there are still there people who believe or conspire to think that it was all set up in a TV studio. It didn't actually take place. And you know, sometimes you relate that to Jesus and that. See, people say, well, it didn't really take place. He wasn't really there. But history proves that he was. You stupid boy. Captain Mannering, yeah. And that kind of now been engraved in kind of public, you know, everybody, kind of the British culture, you know, isn't it? And they come out, you stupid boy, you know. And they don't mean it as a derogatory way, you know. I mean, I say it to myself sometimes, you know, when you do something, you stupid person. You probably do it as well, I don't know. Who said if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be salty again? Jesus, yeah. And so I want to talk this morning about words and about light and words. And the verses that we read, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. When God spoke, it happened. And Jesus was there when it all happened. Because God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are from what we would say eternity past. So if you read through Genesis 1, God said, and it happened. God said, and it happened. So he was the Word in the beginning. But then we read in verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So the Creator God that was there right at the beginning took on a human form and came and lived upon the earth. But then it says in that verse as well, he came to that which was own, but his own did not receive him. The Creator God took on human form, walked amongst people, but they said, we don't want this man to reign over us. We don't want him. And so Jesus came as that light to shine in the world. He came to be that light, to bring light into a dark place. So life and light shining in the darkness. Now we've been singing songs this morning, King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me. So that Creator God... who brought all things into power, into being by his powerful word, by his spirit, lives in those people who have given their lives to him. Now I find that a really mind-boggling thought, that the Creator God who holds all things together is interested in me, is interested in you. And he's got a purpose and a plan for you. And Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 19 to 21... this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen clearly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. The words of Jesus bring light and life to all, but not everybody takes that on board. They seek to please themselves. Who is the God today? Self. Sorry?
Self.
Self is the God today. I can do what I want, and if you don't agree with me, then you must hate me. No, I don't. I just don't agree with what you do, but I don't hate you. Why? Because the Bible says that we should love, and we should care, and we should be salt, as Jesus said, salt and light in the world. But today, self seems to rule. You can't tell me what to do. And if this is what I want to be, then you should not be able to stop me. It's very saddening to hear that today people are trying to push through to government what they call the conversion therapy law. And the conversion therapy law will forbid you to say to a child who is 6 years of age... who is a girl, I want to be a boy, if you say, sorry, you can't, then you can be in trouble for that. You can be fined. This is how ridiculous our world is now going. It's turned on its head to what God wants to do in people's lives. And so there is a, it's going to be debated in the House of Lords and all this politics. I'm not a politician, I don't understand politics and all that stuff, but it is being kind of been trying to be brought into law. And so people, it's going against what God wants to do. But the words of Jesus that we get in the Bible, which is what we call the written word, Jesus is the living word. But as we read the written word by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can understand and come to know the living word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a story in the Bible in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, that's probably well known by all of you. You probably won't know it by chapter and verse, but it's the wise and foolish builders. You know the story of the man who built the house on the rock and the one who didn't. But what that is saying is that in the previous chapters, Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6, Jesus is talking to the people and he's giving them words or rules for life. And he says, being salt and light in the world, about your relationships, loving your enemy. That's easy, isn't it? Hey, we can all do that, can't we? Love our enemies. Jesus don't pull punches when he says something, does he? Giving to the needy, prayer, worrying, judging, asking, seeking, knocking, the narrow and the wide gate, false prophets. People who say things that this is what God is saying, but God isn't really saying this, it's what they are perpetuating. But then when Jesus goes to talk about the story of the wise and the foolish man, he says, therefore, in light of what I've been saying about judging people, about loving people, and caring people, giving and all that kind of stuff, therefore, whoever listens to my words and does them is like. And he says he's like a wise man who built his house on a rock. Now, has anybody ever done any building? If you do some building, you need to dig down a bit to get a firm foundation. And Jesus said, if you do that, then you're building on the rock. Who is the rock? Jesus. He is the rock. And if we're building on him, then when problems and difficulties and things happen in our life, Jesus said, when the storms beat against it, right, we'll stand firm. But if we're just going to be lackadaisical, well, I can't be bothered to put the hard work in, I can't be bothered to do this, and I'll just build my house, when the storms come, it collapses. Now, it's not to say that building your life on the rock, on the Lord Jesus, makes everything hunky-dory and nice and easy. It doesn't. We know we get problems. We know we get difficulties. But Jesus said, I will be with you in each and every circumstance and situation. So what does Jesus say? Therefore, in light of all this, what are you going to do? We should put it into practice about our relationships, about being salt and light, about loving our enemy, about giving to the needy, about prayer, about worry, about judging, about asking the Lord and seeking and knocking, and about the false prophets. We need to take on board what Jesus said. And in preparing this, there was a song that came to my mind. For Lord, for that word, the word of life which fires us, speaks to our hearts and sets our whole souls ablaze, teaches and trains, rebukes and inspires us. Lord of the word, receive your people's praise. So as we come to God's word, the written word, and as we read it, it teaches, it trains, it rebukes, and inspires. Excuse me. So being anchored to the rock, who is Jesus, Paul writing to Corinthians says, no one can lay other foundation than that is already laid in Christ Jesus. But as the story goes, when the storms come, and surely will the house be battered, but it will stand firm because we build on the rock. Excuse me, I just need to get one of these. But if somebody doesn't want to bother, they don't build on. But if we want to grow in Christ and mature, sometimes it takes endeavour and perseverance, because the evil one would want to drag us away. We continue to rest in him and wait on him amidst the storms of life. What is it? When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. And we do go through storms. We do go through that tempest. And then Jesus speaking, he says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. How many meals do you have in a week? Go on, work it out. 3 meals a day, 7 days, 7 threes are 21. Do you imagine if you just said, right, I'm just going to have my Sunday dinner and I'm not going to eat for the rest of the week? How do you think you'd feel by now next Sunday? Hungry. Yeah, okay. I don't want you to answer this one, but how often do you read the Bible? Because that's our spiritual food. And if we're only reading our Bible when we come to church on a Sunday, we're not building a very big spiritual muscle. Now, I'm not saying you should sit there for hours and hours and study, because I don't. But I read the Bible, try to read the Bible every day. My routine is that when I've got up and done my normal things, shower and all that stuff, if I don't sit down and read my Bible and pray then, it don't get done in the day, because other things come in. And so it's good to set aside a time to read the Word and get into the Word and say, Lord, what does it say to me today? Now, if you're like me, I think, oh, this verse is mine today. So that's great, that is. You know, the Lord is my strength. I'll go downstairs, make my breakfast, and the Lord will say, right, what's the verse today? I said, well, I can't remember. I've only just come down the stairs and I forgot what it is. But you heard about the man who wrote a letter to his vicar, and he said, Dear Vicar, he said, I'm not coming to church anymore. He said, I've been coming for the past 25 years, and for the life of me, I can't remember half of the sermons you've taken, so I'm not going to bother coming anymore. And the vicar wrote back to him. He said, Sir, he said, I've been married for 25 years. He said, and for the life of me, I can't remember any of the meals that my wife's prepared for me, but I know that if I didn't eat them, I'd be dead. See, we need to read God's word and get into God's word and allow him to speak to us through it. Great to be here in church together, but it's good to talk and share with our Creator each day. Now, I've gone quite off my truth. Anyway, I'll get rid of that page because I think I've done it. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty in heaven. I've already mentioned that God holds all things together by his powerful word. And one day that word is going to stop and the world will just be folded up, as Revelation says, like a blanket. But Jesus had to come to provide purification for our sins. And as I've already said, that when he came, people rejected him. They didn't respond to his message. His disciples did. Some of them, even some of them left him. But he had to go the way of the cross to bring people to himself. Purification for his sins. Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to take it down or authority to take it again. So Jesus willingly gave his life. That living word became the living sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And we respond to that and say, Thank you, Lord, that you died for me. But then, if we are going to be that salt and light in the world where God has placed us, we need to, as I've said, feed and read and talk to God, ask him to help us and to bless us each day. And I like this verse in Philippians chapter 2. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Are we good at that? No, we always find something to grumble, you know. It's either too hot, too cold, too wet, too windy. Is that right? Yeah, I know you're walking around the park with the dog in the morning. So it's a lovely day, isn't it? Yeah, it's not raining. Come around the next day. Oh, it's too windy, you know, but never mind. So that you may become pure and blameless children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars as you hold out the word of life. When do you see stars? At night. You don't see them in the day when the sun's shining and everything. So when are you shining like stars? When the problems come. When it's dark. When it's difficult. And people are looking at you and saying, How can you cope with these kind of things? How can you cope with this? You say, Because I'm on the rock. I'm trusting the word. And his light and life is in me. And so, being set apart, John 15 reminds us about bearing fruit and pruning and putting those things which may pull us down. Have you ever tried to prune a rose? Is it easy? No, it's not, is it? You get the brambles and everything else, you get the cuts and, you know. And, you know, sometimes when we read God's word, he wants to prune us. He might want to chop a little bit off here or chop a little bit there or throw some manure around the bottom so that you grow a little bit better. Do you know why they put horse manure around roses? To make them grow. Do you know why they do it? They can't stand the smell, so they start growing out of the way. My Rosie's uncle told me that 1 year ago. Right. Being set apart for God, the world does not want the truth as it goes against what it wants itself. But great is God's love for us that he wants us to share that truth. And in the 21st century, it's getting more and more difficult to share the truth of what the Bible teaches. But it's not that we, because I heard somebody say the other day, well, the Bible, what is it, Christians need to get up with culture. No, they don't. Culture needs to follow what the Christianity or what the Bible teaches. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What does dwell mean? Live in. So it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. And it says, I'm going to finish in a minute, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates, even dividing the soul. Do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says. And then in John chapter 6, it says this, from this time on, many of his disciples turned their back and no longer followed him. And Jesus said to him, do you want to leave me also? And Simon said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And so when life does become difficult, sometimes people say, oh, I can't have enough of this, I'm walking away. And Jesus said that to his disciples, and some did, they left him. But he is the one who is the rock that we should need to lead, hold on to and cling to at all the time. And so we spoke about the word, we're going to speak about the light now. And it says, he was in the world, in other words, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. So when we're out in the world today, whether in Tesco shopping or Sainsbury's or any other supermarket, right, do we let our light shine out? Have we taken in the word of God? Have we allowed it to make a difference to our lives? And as it makes a difference to our lives, it makes a difference to the lives of the people that we come into contact with. Because Peter says, you have been born again, not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. And the eternal living word of God is the Lord Jesus. He is the one who came to save us. He is the one who is preparing a place for all those that love him. And he calls us to be lights shining in a dark place. And it says, in which you shine like stars. And as I've said, you see stars when the dark comes. And so when the darkness comes and problems come, we're building our house on the rock and we are trusting the Lord Jesus that he will, as the song said, bring us safely home. Home to where he's preparing that place. And some people think, you know, it could be this year. Yeah, it could be. But it could be another 10 years. But the Bible said, let's be ready. And I want to just finish off with a song. I'm not going to sing it to you. I'm just going to read it to you. Because it's all about words again. A wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord. True wisdom, its pages unfold. And though we may read them 1,000 times or they never grow old. Each line has a treasure, each promise a pearl. That all, if they will, may secure. And we know that when time and the world pass away, God's word shall forever endure. O wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord, the lamp that our Father above so kindly has lighted to teach us the way that leads to the arms of his love. Its warnings, its counsels are faithful and just. Its judgments are perfect and pure. O wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord, our only salvation is there. It carries conviction down deep in the heart and shows us ourselves as we are. It tells of a Saviour and points to the cross, where pardon we now may secure. O wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord, the hope of our friends in the past, its truth where so firmly they anchored their trust through ages eternal shall last. O wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord, unchanging, abiding and sure, for we know that when time and the world pass away, God's word shall forever endure. So God has called us to read his word, to allow the living word to live in us, that when we go out into the world that we might be salt and light shining in a dark place, that we might be blessed, but that the people we meet into might be encouraged. But God alone gets the honour and the glory. We're going to sing a song now, which is 1555, The Spirit Lives to Set Us Free. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time we've shared together this morning. We thank you that you are the living word, and by your spirit you live in us and call us to be light shining in a dark place. So as we go from this place, may we know your peace and your presence. And to you who are able to keep us from falling and to present us before you, your glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you this morning. Trust the Lord will bless you. And I think I'll be back again in a couple of weeks. No, a couple of months.